his child advice. Verse 10 describes it perfectly, and the years of your life will be many. And I'm pretty sure for every single person in this room, you want to live a long life. Come on, let's pull that into a modern day context. Have any of you ever gone to a funeral of a young person, someone you would consider young, a child? Don't you hear these words spoken so often? Their life was cut short. That's exactly the desire of this father teaching his son. He wants, just like all of us here today, his child to live a long life. No parent ever wants to bury their own child. So that's the common desire for all of us. And if you're a child, you might ask this: how? How, Dad, can I live this long and meaningful life? I highly encourage you to read the whole book of Proverbs. Regardless of your parental status this morning, I believe the book has got wisdom for you. It'll help you guide other people closer to Christ. It'll help you lead your business to greater heights. If you're at varsity, it'll help you study really hard. At school, it'll help you manage the pressures of life. But like most children, we're going to ask our parent when they come and sit down, and I really wanted like a very comfortable chair up here. But yesterday I spent the whole day drilling holes and made this joke at the garage that I'm making our church holy. And the guy took like 30 seconds to catch the joke. And I'm like, yes, we did. But just imagine for a moment that I'm sitting on a chair trying to teach this to you, like a really comfortable, lazy boy. I'll kick out my feet, all right? A child sitting right next to me, you sitting right next to me, going, Jan, how on earth am I going to live a long and meaningful life? That is my desire. Now, how can I do it? Let's look at verse 11. Before we even get to the meaty stuff, the parent, you, sitting on your chair, you call your son or your daughter closer. Now, you've switched off the tablet, the TV, there's no background music, and most of the children are like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. But no, you're sitting, you're relaxed, you've got your cup of tea or coffee, and you're sitting there waiting with a smile on your face. And verse 11, you say these words, my son, my daughter, I instruct you in the way of wisdom, and I lead you along straight paths. Now, all of us know this line very, very well, especially the parents. When you're trying to teach your son or your daughter something, and they realize that you haven't practiced it yourself, hey? And they walk away, practice what you preach, Mom! And off they go. Yes, I did like practice that in the mirror as well. But practice what you preach. Now, verse 11 helps us as parents and as people that when we're trying to teach somebody else, we've got to do it ourselves. And here the father says, I instruct you in the way of wisdom. I lead you along straight paths. You've got to practice it if you want to teach your children any of the other verses, because they all just like discredit it completely. You'll lose your credibility. And I can't reiterate this enough, that the way you try and teach your child is so important. The language you use, the tone of your voice. And now, kids, I want you to prepare your hearts for this. Imagine mommy and daddy are trying to teach you something important. And they're like, you know what? I'm going to sort you out. I'm going to slap you silly if you don't follow me. Is that going to work? Hey? No, they're like, oh, that man is very scary. Hey? Now, come on, that's exactly the example I try to use. But if I do this, and I find it, really, because I'm a big guy, and I find one of those really small chairs, and I come and sit right next to you, and I'm like, you know what? I've got something really important to teach you guys. And I'm not so scary anymore, am I? Hey? Some of them are like, I don't know. How you communicate the important things in life is absolutely crucial. And here we're going to kick it off from verse 20. It says, my son, my child, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. They're not going to turn their ears to your words if you're shouting at them or throwing stuff at them or like taking their clothes and throwing it out the door. Maybe that'll work, but I doubt it. Turn your ears to, it's gentle words, but very direct. So the way we say things is crucial. And now you're probably going, okay, Jan, great. You've told me that I've got to practice what I preach, lead by example, and how I need to say it. So what am I supposed to say? Let's go to that. Because we all get the other two things, right? Pay attention. How you communicate is crucial. And then verse 23. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. My child, guard your heart. Now, really people, DSTV and Mnet get this. They've made this ad, and just now we're going to look at it. And the girls love this ad. Because this guy who plays in suits acts in it. And the girls are like, yes, Jan's going to show him on the big screen this morning. Yes, I am. Guys, I'm sorry. But DSTV get this. With their parental control ad. They understand this verse to the utter core. What you expose your children's hearts to visually, your eyes are the keys to your soul, right? What they see in your lifestyle, what they see on the screen, on that TV screen, on the tablet, is how everything else will flow from it. Do a little experiment with your teenager, not your child. Let them watch a very violent movie. And watch their behavior the week after. You're probably going to have to watch like 20 very peaceful, loving, tranquil movies just to reprogram their minds from guts and stuff. Come on, you know that I'm telling the truth here. The more violent movies you watch, the more violent they need to become for you to get something out of it. Hey, isn't that true? Where the cartoon movies are just like great. You see a little like duck being shot and you're like, oh, that's cute. No, because it's a cartoon. But watch this. This is so true. Louder.
Your mind. That what you expose it to. It's up to you. It's your imagination. What you fill it with, how you spark it, is in your control. It's your pulse. It's your adrenaline. It's your clenched jaw.
Now they get it. And if we as Christians could get this and put this in practice and we could filter what we see, everything that we see flows from the heart. Let us get this right. Let's get verse 23 right. In verse 23, we are shown how to prevent heart disease. Protect your eyes. Guard your heart, for everything flows from it. Now verse 24, keep your mouth free from perversity. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Just the other day in our young adults Bible study, we mentioned that how people so often speak negatively and that it's cool to know exactly what's trending in the negative sense on social media. Let us keep corrupt talk and perversity from our lips. When someone says something bad about the State of the Nation address, let us counter it with something good. I know you're going to have to do some research. But let's counter it with something good. When in your family, when someone shares something negative, try and find something positive or remove yourself from the conversation. Can we hashtag this for the next week? Hashtag clean talk. Try and teach our children, our families, to keep perverse talk out of our households. Then, verse 25, let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. As a parent, as parents in this room, whether it's natural parents or spiritual parents, you've got to have clear direction in your life. Because the people behind you are following you. And if you as a parent aren't clear about your goals in life, where you're leading your family, your children, and those who follow you will walk astray. You can see that in the business world. If the CEO is out playing golf all the time, the business will not survive at all. In your family, the same applies. If you don't have clear direction in terms of your relationship with Christ and how you're leading your family, how can you expect those who you are supposed to lead to do the same? Then verse 26, give careful thought to the paths for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Don't sit on the fence. Make a decision and stick to it. Parents, you know the catastrophes that happen when you make a decision and later on you change your mind. And you know the famous old saying, you give them the pinky, then it becomes the hand and the arm, and soon all you've got to buy is sleeveless shirts. Seriously, when you make a decision, give careful thought to it and make it and stick to it. Because your children are expecting you to be consistent in all the decisions you make. Lead them in that way. And then verse 27, do not turn to the right or the left. Keep your foot far from evil. It's never wrong to do the right thing. Quote unquote, the movie The Intern. Watch it. It's a great movie. It's never wrong to do the right thing. If you can teach your children that when you drive, that'll be fantastic. Hey? When that taxi driver takes out the traffic light on Kensington, are you flicking him into the next North Pole and your children are sitting in the backseat going, okay, so when that happens, that's how we react? No, it's never wrong to do the right thing and maybe go to the taxi driver and go, dude, are you okay? You just went through a traffic light and like cleared the middleman and stopped next to the tree. Like, are you all right? And don't worry, your passengers are going to chase you down the road. So just, are you okay? You're setting that good example. You're turning the tide. You're showing your children, hey, this is not how we do things around here. Now you could probably say, hey, well, I don't have any kids. You do. You're in this church family. So everything I've just preached on applies to you. Because there are children in the faith sitting in this room. There are teenagers in the faith sitting in this room. If you lead by example, we can follow. If you make solid decisions and show us the way to Jesus, we can follow. So our AGM is on Wednesday night. Come and make solid decisions that we can follow. Don't sit on the fence. Practice what you preach. If you expect the younger generation, these little ones, we heard them earlier, pray, read your Bible every day, you know the song? They know it very well. But if we can set that tone and set that example, these little ones will grow up, man, absolutely in love with God and changing the trend, the tide in our country. So as parents in the faith, set that example. Come and sit down on a lounge chair in church with a younger person in the faith. It might be a younger one, or it might be someone brand new to Christianity. And tell them, follow me. I will lead you in the ways of wisdom. I will show you where to walk on a straight and narrow path. I will practice what I preach. And as a family, as a church family, we'll grow and grow in wisdom. We will fall deeper in love with God. We will go out into the community and always do what is right in a loving and caring way. Gently, not shouting at the taxi driver. Hey? And Durban North would never be the same again. Your family, your local, like your son and daughter or sons, will never be the same again if you follow these teachings to the utter core. This church will never be the same again. This community will be radically changed if you and I would practice what we preach, loving our neighbor as we love ourselves, and loving God with all that we have. Now, I know that sometimes you do. You set that example. You lead the way. And sometimes the children still go astray. There's hope, friends. We're just going to hold on to Jesus in those moments. And even come to your big church family and go, my son and my daughter are falling away. Please could you help? Even if you just pray. I need help. And that is the beauty of the local church. A big family where you can go to your son or your brother and go, hey, but the way you just spoke to mom, ish. No wonder she wants to drop kick you out of the fence, you know? Let's do that. Let's follow Proverbs 3 in this context. And let God awaken our hearts this morning and change things around. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we can come together this morning, hear your word preached, and allow it to guide us in our own personal families, but also as a church. Give us the courage, this Lord, and lead us, Holy Spirit, we pray this week, to become a church family following the teachings of your word, and help us transform Durban North as a community forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our closing song this morning, you might not know that well, but maybe just listen to the words. If you do know it well, may you sing it with a bit of gusto and let Cogs across the road even hear it. Let's do it together.